We saw her lurking in the hallway about 10 minutes ago, so why don't we just open the door and welcome in Marge, George's old swim coach.
Looky there. Looky there.
George!
I know
Marge.
Hi, Marge, but she was not my swim coach.
How you doing?
Hi, Marge. It's me, too.
Oh, good. Well, hello, non-George.
Hi.
Can you let me talk to George again?
Sure.
Oh, good, good. George, you're looking great. Oh, my God. You look great.
That's sweet.
Still to this day.
I don't know if that's true.
You look exactly the same as you did in high school.
No, I really don't.
Exactly the same. I've been doing pretty well, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I've started a podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Down by the Trinity, Laying in My Own Filth. And it's available on cassette if you swing by the campsite.
That's a podcast?
Yeah. To date, as far as I know now, it's the only podcast that is exclusively physically distributed.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's available wherever you get your crusty, reused, damaged cassettes that have been dubbed over in a garbled voice that complains about her own hygiene.
We did hear they're coming back, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have a podcast, George?
We do. Let me be your guest.
I want to be your guest.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, non-George, but real George was my star pupil.
I've heard that.
Yeah, in high school. He was an incredible swimmer.
Swim like a fish, right?
He swam like a porpoise.
What?
He did. And we were like 5 minutes from entering and winning the Olympics.
Wow.
When George quit to go chase a hussy from a competing high school.
You were so close.
And he broke it off with me romantically.
This is so false.
You know, back in the day, they weren't the laws against coaches and pupils having affairs.
Yes,
and
there were.
Well, it was considered wrong, but it wasn't illegal.
I don't know about that.
And we had a true love affair, too. We had a relationship that was based on mutual respect and hand relief.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
It's so sad. This was somebody else. It was not me.
George was such a demanding lover.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he always cornered me in the pool house and demanded stress relievers before every meet.
The pool house?
The only way he could swim. Yeah.
He was my Bill and I was his Monica. And at one time he did wrong things to my body with a pool noodle.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, I've forgotten all about it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Except for thinking about it every moment of the day.
Oh, no.
Gosh, Marge.
And it leading me into addiction and unaddressed infections.
Unaddressed.
But other than that, so what's going on with you lot?
Oh, Marge, are you okay?
That's a terrible cough. You all right?
Yeah, I switched to Camel Reds.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
You need to stop smoking,
y'all having a pretty good summer?
Yeah, we are.
So it's about over. But
George, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why haven't you written a song about me?
Well, maybe I haven't. You just don't know it yet.
I've even got a couple titles written down for you.
Okay.
That I wrote on the back of a feminine napkin box.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a few titles that you can use. Swim Coach Lover. How about that one?
Okay.
MILF with a mermaid smell. You like that one, George?
No, not really.
You always used to complain. I remember
not.
It like
no,
yesterday.
I didn't.
And how about this one? I used to love her, but I had to break up with her to start a radio career that would allow me to turn my back on her.
That's too specific.
It hurts. It hurts, George.
I'm sorry.
Why won't you take my calls?
I don't remember getting a call from you.
Do me a favor. Next time you see Austin Street on your caller ID, pick up!
Oh, Marge. Okay.
You're still an empty nester in that 7,800 square foot McMansion?
Empty nester. House isn't nearly that big.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm over here hoping Goodwill gets in a new lot of tents.
George, you need to help, Marge.
Well, I'm willing to help you out.
George, I heard your show earlier, the radio show that you do.
Yeah.
I was listening to it. You're on it right now.
And y'all were talking about UAPs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, somebody else who's experienced it. But then I realized you weren't talking about urinary anal putrefaction.
Oh, my gosh, Marge.
God.
But then I realized you're talking about aliens, which I've also experienced.
You have experienced aliens.
I was abducted by aliens and was taken aboard their craft and probed for 3 hours nonstop.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
and I've spent the past 4 years trying to get abducted again.
Okay. How do you try to get abducted again?
It was the most pleasurable pain I've ever experienced since the pool noodle thing. George, please help a lady out.
Well, I'm help her to help out. You,
please,
none of your stories are
build
familiar
a UAP signaling device.
Okay. I'll get to work on it.
All right, George.
Okay.
Goodbye, George.
Good luck, Marge.
Goodbye, Marge.
There she goes. Marge, the swim coach, not my swim coach. I was not a part of any of those stories.